A Temesgaming Shores victim has fallen for scams that saw $74,000 disappear. One man has been arrested and charged. Police say on February 25, Temesgaming OPP were called about a fraud where the victim had been the target of online and in-person scams. OPP began an in-depth investigation and determined the loss was approximately $74,000. The crime was a computer scam, where they claimed the person had gone to illegal sites. On March 11, OPP, with the assistance of the Temesgaming Crime Unit, the Emergency Response Team and the Provincial Operational Intelligence Bureau, made an arrest. Sujal Sharma, male, 21, of Huntsville, is charged with fraud over $5,000. Sharma is scheduled to appear before the Ontario Court of Justice in Haileybury on April 8. The Huntsville area was targeted by scammers earlier this year, then appeared to target the North Bay area. See, grandparent scam active in Huntsville. And, three locals lose thousands in grandparent scams. And, local granddad scammed out of $6,000. Here's how he was tricked. Meanwhile, the Nipissing West Detachment of the OPP and other local police services are warning residents of an increase in reports of emergency grandparent scams between Sudbury and North Bay. The scammers targeted seniors by playing upon their emotions and fear of a loved one being in police custody. How the schemes work. In the typical emergency grandparent scam, the victim will receive a frantic phone call from someone claiming to be a grandchild or loved one. The caller will explain that they are involved in some sort of mishap like a car accident, in police custody, or are having trouble returning from a foreign country and need money right away. The scammer will often insist that the victim does not tell anyone. The call could also involve someone claiming to be a law enforcement official, lawyer, or bailiff. Be careful what you post online. Scammers can use details shared on social media platforms and dating sites. They can search your online accounts to find real names, real interests, real phone numbers, and when you are going to be home or away. Be aware of some warning signs. Urgency. The scammer always makes the request sound very urgent, which may cause the victim to not verify the story. Fear. The scammer plays on the victim's emotions by generating a sense of fear. For instance, they may say, "I am scared, and I need help from you." Secrecy. The scammer pleads with the victim not to tell anyone about the situation, such as, "Please don't tell Dad, he would be so mad." Request for money. Money can be requested by money transfer, or in some cases the scammer sends someone to your home to pick up the payment. To avoid becoming a victim, check with another family member or trusted friend to verify the information before sending money or providing credit card information by phone or email. If you think you or someone you know has been a victim of fraud, contact the Ontario Provincial Police at 1-888-310-1122.